Tom Brady brought to you on this show today by Northeast Electrical Distributors, New England Honda Dealers, driven by the award-winning 2019 Honda CR-V, the Mass General Cancer Center, Everyday Amazing, and also brought to you by Northeast Men's Clinic, specializing exclusively in the sexual health of men. And good morning, Tom Brady.
Hi, Greg. Good morning. How you doing, man?
Well, I'm doing great. We're here at Fenway for this amazing event, and I know that you've had the opportunity in the past to be a part of this, and I thank you for calling in this morning. And I think one of the we were talking earlier about Boston and the uniqueness of the community when it comes to charitable giving, and I think that the same is true when it comes to our athletes. I know that that you're somebody, and your teammates have always been guys who make the effort to go and visit those who are fighting not only cancer but other things. And it's really kind of a unique thing, I think, in this city.
Yeah, it's been pretty great over the years. You know, ever since I got here, I think being a part of, you know, a winning football team, but also being a part of a community that, you know, really gives back and, you know, tries to do things in the community to make it a better place. And our team has always really rallied around those things. I can think of so many great examples of guys who have spent, you know, all their off days over the course of the season, either building schools or, you know, visiting hospitals or, you know, trying to make someone's day. So this is a really cool thing that WEEI has done for a long time, and being a part of this, you know, really special day is something pretty cool. So hopefully you guys can raise a lot of money. That's always the goal of these things. And, you know, it goes to a lot of people who really need the help.
Well, I think Dana-Farber also does amazing work with families. And that's something that you can speak to a little bit, Tom, is how difficult it is when a family member is fighting cancer.
Absolutely. And I think all of us are affected in one way or another, through our families or through friends or close relationships with people who, you know, are fighting, you know, a really tough daily battle. And, you know, I know in our family, it's not just my mom, obviously, who everyone kind of knows about, and she's doing great now. But it's, you know, it's something that she lives with as a, you know, as a cancer survivor. And, you know, my uncle, the same thing. So it's definitely touched our lives. And I'm very cognizant of, you know, how fragile, you know, it is. You know, you kind of live month to month, or sometimes week to week, or day to day. It's a very challenging thing that families face. And you know, hopefully, the money raised can go to provide, you know, support for families in need.
Well, over the 17-year history of this event, over $50 million has been donated to the Jimmy Fund and the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. It's something that I think is unique when it comes to this city, and I certainly thank you for joining us this morning and for encouraging everybody to donate. I will say that over the last 24 hours, I've been a little worried about you, Tom.
Explain. I don't think anyone should ever worry about Tom Brady, so you certainly shouldn't. I wouldn't waste your time.
Well, I feel like you may be comfort eating. Like I feel like the stress of, well, I don't know if it's the stress of the off season, the contract or whatever, but
tell me.
Well, I mean, we see this report that you sat down and devoured like a large meat eater's pizza in Nashville.
Oh, I mean, really?
Do you need to emotionally, like, do you need to eat? I mean,
I'm not much of an emotional leader, and it was nice. I kind of eat for try to keep my performance good. So I actually did have a great time. We had a good week in Nashville. That did look like one of your meals, though, Hillman. Seeing kind of what I was devouring down there in Nashville.
Yeah. Tom, Greg has actually switched to the cauliflower crust now.
Has he really?
No, oh, no. Hey,
that's good. Get your vegetables in while you can. And a little, I think you can kind of hit all the food groups. If you have a little meat, if you have some vegetables and some grains, that would be pretty good.
Who paid? That's what, when in a scenario like that, I always wonder who picks up the check.
I kind of always pay for everything. That's kind of the way it works in my friends and family. So I take care of everything. It was great. My friend owns the pizza house, and he's got quite a few of them around the South. And he's been a good friend of mine from Boston for a long time. And, just wanted to stop in and see him and brought a few guys with me. So we had a great time.
Were you surprised that you didn't end up playing on Saturday night?
You know, like I said last week, I mean, I prepare to play, and then whatever coach decides, he decides. So, that's what he chose, and, you just roll with it. So I played a lot of football over the years and feel like I'm in a good place. This time of camp, I've obviously got work to do. We still have, I guess, how many weeks? 2.5 weeks before the season starts, and there's still a lot of practice that needs to happen, and we're going into practice today. It's been pretty hot, and we're getting a lot of good work in, so when my number's called, I'll be ready.
When did you find out about Josh Gordon being reinstated?
At the same time that everyone else did. That's kind of the way it works in the NFL. There's not a lot of information that comes out, obviously everyone's excited to have him back, and we're just taking day to day.
There were a report this week that you and Giselle were taking Josh out to dinner, and that you kind of recognized that you wanted to kind of make him feel at home here. I wanted to find out a little bit from your perspective about kind of how you feel as a leader with somebody like Josh, and kind of what he's gone through, kind of your perspective on how you lead a guy like that.
Well, in general, I've had a great relationship with a lot of the guys, almost every single guy I ever played with, and relationships are two-way streets, and that's part of what makes a real healthy relationship. I've had, a quarterback receiver relationship, whether it's with Julian or Troy Brown or Wes or Randy. We talk a lot, we communicate a lot, and you want to see everybody that you work with and play with be the best they can be, and you try to support and empower the best way you can. And it's different for everybody. Everybody comes from different places, and I always just try to do the best I can do. And, it's served our team well over a long period of time. And, every player who comes in wants to contribute and wants to do the right thing. I think that this current team is made up of guys who, really have worked hard and really put the team first. And, we want to go out there and we want to perform well for our team and for our city, for our fans, for our family. And I don't see anything different this year than that.
Tom, I don't know if you know this or not, but there's always a lot of speculation on sports radio. Do you know that? We spend a lot of time speculating about things. So
in hypotheticals and stuff. Well, if you have a lot of time to talk, you need to fill that space with a lot of different hypotheticals.
Yes, correct.
And then I think you rally around different hypotheticals. So it's not so much of what's actually happened, but what the really exciting things that could happen, whether things do well or fall apart. So I can understand how that could be a very enjoyable part of your job.
Correct.
I have very exciting things about my job, too. So
yes.
So I'm glad we both love our job.
We do. We do. We absolutely do. Yeah. One of those things that some on this program, like, for instance, Ken Fake Take Laird, may have been speculating about last week.
Uh-oh.
Is that you and Mike Vrabel looked very chummy. And certainly, I mean, that's a guy that you played with. There's some who say, hey, Tom Brady he's down there. He's chirping. He's buying trophies for Mike Vrabel. Is Tom Brady looking at the future and saying, hey, you know, Mike Vrabel maybe a great coach and a guy that I would like to someday be playing with?
That's very flattering. That's very flattering. Ken, do you want to weigh in on this?
Ken, do you want to weigh in on this?
Well, Greg said it well. I just thought there was a budding romance there.
A budding romance. I've known him for like 19 years. He's been
right.
on a lot of my derby trips. He's been a great friend, and I think we were back and forth for 19 years. So I don't think that things changed much. You know, he went to Ohio State. I've known him since 1995. So we go back a long ways. I don't think there's much budding.
He's a great coach,
and he's doing a good job.
What is it about Mike that you think has made him very quickly become a successful head coach?
I think, you know, the same attributes that made him a great player. I mean, he's very well prepared, hardworking, tough, sets a great example, no excuses. I mean, Mike, when I played with Mike, you know, he never – you know, every day was competition, and he played scout team. He played scout team safety. He was just the ultimate competitor, and we had a lot of guys at that time and still do, you know, but guys like Rodney, Willie, Teddy, Ty Law, you know, they set the tone every day. And I think that's what makes a great leader is consistency and, you know, showing up to work and holding people accountable, whether you're a player or whether you're a coach. And, you know, those things definitely can carry over. There's been a lot of successful players that have become coaches. And, Mike's obviously off to a great start in his coaching career, being a head coach at his age. And he's a great leader of men.
Was it, speaking of speculation, was it you?
By the way, that's as many nice things as I've ever said about Mike in a period of time. And I'm sure he'll be somewhat taken back by all those compliments. And he'll probably realize there's a lot of inside negative things that I'll be saying about him shortly. So he should count on those.
Well, I mean, you were swearing at him like a sailor on the we saw
really?
That. I mean, at least once or twice. I mean, I heard a couple bad words in there, Tom.
Well, we at football, we never swear at football practice, so that's totally out of the realm of what I would usually say. There's no bad words in football.
You think you're going to play Thursday night? You hope you're going to play Thursday night?
Yeah, I hope so. You know, again, we had practice yesterday. We got practice today, and then we'll see what coach decides. But I hope to be out there. We'll see what happens.
I suppose it depends on how much pizza you eat this week.
I was carb loading. I thought I was going.
All right. Now, Tom, I want to ask you. Last week, we allowed Fitzy to ask the Foxborough fanboy question of the week about what was your favorite pass. Some speculation about whether you liked that question, you didn't like that question. I mean, can you weigh in for a minute about whether you liked it?
I liked it. Yeah, it was nice to reflect back on some of those moments. There were some good ones.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and allow Nick to ask one today before you go then, Tom.
Okay.
Hey Tom. Hey,
how you doing?
How you doing, buddy?
He's going to die.
Hey, last week I got a let's go, Nick, baby. That made my week, man.
Oh, God.
So I also forgot to mention last week in the greatest throws, the 2004 AFC title game touchdown to Branch in the first quarter. Great throw, right?
Yeah, that was pretty – that was a great throw. Yep.
And Greg, most people don't
know. And a great catch.
Yeah, it was. And he was in bed the night before with the flu and still rang up that AFC championship dime. So there you go. This week I wanted to – so on the idea that you were chirping with Vrabel a little bit, having a good back and forth, we'd heard guys like Vrabel and Rodney Harrison, who just got enshrined in the Patriots Hall of Fame, were great trash talkers, and you guys had great chirpy back and forths. And you've been super emotional on the field with a lot of players before. I kind of wanted to know, like, who are some of Tom Brady's favorite trash talkers? Who do you love having a back and forth with on field during games over the last 20 years?
You know, I don't. There's probably more trash talk that between, like, I would say a receiver and a DB, because they really line up close to each other on every play. There's not a lot of room for a quarterback to trash talk because, you know, we're mostly in the huddle and we're protected by our offensive line most of the time. It's probably more in practice with the guys that you go against that, you know, you have a relationship with. And I think that's, you know, that's been that way for a long time. You know, we have a very competitive practice environment. And I think Coach Belichick really encourages us to go out there and compete every day. And I think when you do that, you're trying to emotionally get yourself to a certain level. And I think trash talk is a way to do that. It's kind of a, you know, it can get you to an emotional place that can bring your, you know, can really get you going. So I've had a lot of practice guys. I mean, Mike obviously was one of the all-time best. So was Rodney. Teddy was definitely in that mix. I'd say Gerard Mayo was in that mix quite a bit. So there was a lot. There's been a lot. And it's a great thing about football. You know, it's emotional, but it's physical and it's mental and it's spiritual. And I think there's a lot of aspects of the game that you need to be at your very best, and the competition brings that out of you.
Speaking of Gerard, how interesting is it to you when you look back on 20 years that you have two guys, Gerard and Troy Brown, two guys that you played with who are now coaching you?
I think it's really special, I think, because they were great players and they were great leaders. And, you know, for them to transition and then pass on their knowledge in a different way, that is, I think, a great advantage to the guys on our team. Because, you know, when you have experience, you can convey that experience. See, a lot of teams don't get that type of experience because there's so much turnover and carryover, and you don't see a lot of former players back there in the same offense coaching the same things that they were coached. So I think there's a huge benefit, and those guys are great assets to the team because they can, you know, they can hear what is being coached, they can hear, they can see what the player is doing, they can give the players different insights that can they can apply on the field in real time to make the right decision, make the right play. You don't have all the time in the world as a football player to make decisions. These are split-second decisions that need to be made. And if your coaches can help you get to those decisions quicker and you can make the decisions right more often than wrong, you know, it's a huge benefit to the team. And I think those guys have done a great job doing that, and I love having them around. And you know, it's really been a fun camp having those guys there.
The quarterback question of the week is brought to you by Northeast Men's Clinic, specializing in the sexual health of men. And Nick has it for Tom Brady.
So, Tom, you talk often about how everyone there, contracts aside, is day to day when you play for the Patriots, and you're always competing for your job. News broke last night that Ryan Allen, 6 years, 3 Super Bowls, and obviously a huge contributor in Super Bowl 53, was released from the team. How did you find out? And I wanted to see how you felt about that, and if you wanted to offer some words.
Ryan, you know, I saw it at the same time as everyone else. You know, we're not always up to speed on, you know, transactions and so forth. And, you know, it's a lot of difficult decisions that are made. And, you know, Ryan is an incredible player, still is, and he'll get another great opportunity. And, you know, there's a lot of turnover in the league from year to year. It's very difficult to see teammates go. I think I learned valuable lessons when I was young, like when Laura Malloy, who was one of my great friends on the team in 2002, got released, you know, during training camp, or 2003, I think it was, you know, during training camp. You come from college and you think that you're on scholarship with everyone, and the reality is you're not. This is a real professional job. There's 53 competitive spots. And I think the thing you do as a player is you really try to control what you can control. And if you're a great player, you're going to get opportunity because, you know, the league it's very competitive, but, you know, if you, you know, there's a spot on some team if you're a player, you know, who's a great player like Ryan and can contribute. So I think you just have to focus on your performance. You know, that's what I've kind of always fell back on was my ability to play quarterback. And I feel like if I do that, then I'll have an opportunity to play football. And obviously I hope it's here. But that's just, you know, that's how you have to think about your job.
Well, just remember, too much pizza does not make Tommy fleet of foot. So just keep that in mind, all right?
I'm going to keep in mind. But look, it worked out. The results spoke for themselves. So we had a come-from-behind win. And I don't want to say it all relates to DeSano's pizza, but I would say that wasn't a bad outcome.
I feel like, honestly, I feel like you got comped. The amount of times that you've mentioned this guy, I feel like you got a comp meal down there, Tom.
I think I should. I didn't, though. I paid.
He's a minority owner now.
I'm very happy to pay.
The takeaway from this, Greg, the takeaway from this is we need more trash talk and more pizza in our lives.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. All right. Well, listen, there's
some of that.
thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you next week. And I really appreciate you doing it today. So that we could get you to talk a little bit about this incredible event, which is the WEEI NESN Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. So thanks for being on this morning, Tom.
Absolutely. Good luck. Enjoy. Take care.
All right. There's Tom Brady.